People have often asked me why I would write a book titled, Why I Broke Up With God. In reality, we've all broken up with God at some point. If you establish a relationship with Him at any point in your life, there was a breakup because you got tired, because you got fed up, because somebody died, because you feel that God is to blame for the person dying. Someone was raped. You feel that God was the reason that happened, or why did God let that happen? Why didn't He stop it? Your breakup with God comes in spurts sometimes. Sometimes it's short term and sometimes it's long term. But there are those moments when we just don't want to have anything to do with God because of what we're going through, because of what human beings have put you through, because of what the devil has done, or because of your own actions, and you don't even realize it till later. I remember my mother saying, I don't want to have nothing to do with God. Immediately, I said, Mom, why would you say that? Because why would He let me be this way? Why would He let me be that way? Why would He allow me to be broke? Why would He allow me to... Mommy, you made that choice. God gave you free will, just like He gave all of us free will. This is the conversation I had with her. I said, stop saying things like that. What are you thinking? Keep in mind that my mother was raised as Jehovah's Witness. So she married a man that went to a Baptist church, my stepfather. So we went to church and the Kingdom Hall at times. Was my mother heavily into God and the church and Bible? No. Did she lay down and or sit down and pray with us at times? No. Did she teach me how to pray? No. One of the things in life that people don't understand that is that not everybody understands that. You know who God is based on what you've been told. But did you do your own research? Did you sit down and read through the Bible to say, I want to know who this God is? I want to understand what I need to be doing with this God they say exists. This is where I was in life. I don't want you to just tell me who He is. I want to know for myself. And as a little girl, for me, I've always known I've had this gift, this spirit. I just didn't know what it was as a child. I could see things. I could hear things. I could tell you who was guilty. I could tell you if the person you're standing next to was the person that stole your dollar. I just didn't know what that was. God was speaking to me in my dreams, and I didn't have a clue on what it meant, or how to perfect it, or how to use it, or where was I going to go with it? I'm a kid. You know, I remember telling my mother her gun came up missing, and I walked in the house and I see my stepfather sitting there talking to the police officer because they're reporting it stolen. They're reporting it stolen. And I walk in, I look at my stepfather, and all I read was guilt. I went back to the room where my mother was still looking for the gun. And I told her, I said, Mommy, he has that gun. He stole your gun. She turned to me and said, Girl, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. He does not have that gun. I was like, okay, I'm a kid. Who's listening to me? I was probably about 12 years old at the time. Well, about 2 weeks later, I'm coming from cheerleading practice and nobody's picking me up from school or from cheerleading practice from the school. And I finally call around to find where my mommy is. Well, she's in the hospital because my stepfather tried to kill her with the very gun she didn't think he had. She didn't investigate what I said. She didn't inquire anymore. She didn't ask me how I knew. At the time, she just brushed me away because I was a kid. What parents have to remember is children are innocent. It's other people who taint them. So when I say that there are moments that you have a breakup with God, some people break up with God and never come back. But there are those people who break up with God and say, you know what? I don't need this breakup. We need to get back together. I don't know what I was thinking. You tell God, you know, God, I'm not doing you anymore. And God is saying, okay, yeah, sure. You'll be back. You're not going far. I promise you that. And you're like, okay, God, I don't know. And then something happens. And the first thing we do, the first thing you do is you cry out, God, why? God, help me. Because you know that only in your heart, way down deep, you know that only God can fix it. You can't rely on a human being to fix something for you and it's going to be great. If God didn't send them, it's not going to work. So who can you call on? You have to call on God. You have to. You have to reestablish your relationship with Him. At some point, you get to that place where you say, you know what? I'm never breaking up with God again. But for some of y'all, you're so hard-headed. It's going to take you a minute. Some people get it right away. And then some people say, you know what? Okay, He got me through this moment. And then you have another breakup. Fornication. Oh, He fine. Yeah, that one right there. Okay, God, I'm going to need you to turn away for this because we can't be together while I'm doing this thing over here. So, that being said, I'm going to see you later. And then you go commit the sin. You fornicate or you sleep with somebody or you whatever the sin is. And it was good in the moment until the moment is over. And that same person you fornicated with, you're going through all of these emotional issues with. You're going through these moments of emotional confusion. Because it wasn't for you. It wasn't just, I want to sleep with them just this one night. I want to actually be with this person or her. And now your emotions are all caught up in it. But the person on the other side is like, no, it's not. Now you're confused. Now you're emotionally confused. So you move on. Then you call on God again. Okay, God, me and you can get back together. You know, and He knows you're going to do this. So He just sits back and waits. Oh, then I'll be back. I created you. You'll be back. He knows this. So when I wrote the book, Why I Broke Up With God, I wanted to put out there that we all have those moments. But at some point, you got to find a reason never to break up with God. Ever. Ever. You repent and you move forward. You repent and you move forward. The song says, we fall down, but we get up. And we do. We have those moments where we fall down and we get back up. So even if you have a breakup with God, don't let it be permanent. Prayer works. Don't listen to your flesh. Let your spirit guide you. Hey, this is your girl Cotton. Y'all know my motto. Peace, love, and loyalty. Have an amazing day.